And welcome, good evening, BBS listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Prudence in Asheville, North Carolina, filling in for High tonight. And welcome to the Monday Night Call with Wynn and Terry. We are waiting for Wynn and Terry to arrive, and the program will start shortly. And just a reminder for you all, following this program in exactly 1 hour is Whole Planet Healing, and that phone number is 712-770-4340, and the code is 250513#. So please join us on Whole Planet Healing, your chance to enjoy a guided visualization around the planet and help heal Mother Earth. Hi to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, hi, everybody. It's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Anyway, Prudy, I don't think Wynn didn't appreciate the name, the Monday Night Call.
Oh, I love it.
Sounds good to me.
I feel I wasn't descriptive enough, I think.
I can see
generic.
That. It's a beautiful name, a Monday Night Call. And then there's the Wednesday night call. That one has more to it. You have questions, we have answers. And you can join us on
like
that
it.
One.
If he doesn't mm-hmm. like it, he can come up with a better name.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll show him.
Yeah.
Speaking of the devil. Hi, welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Wynn.
Hey.
We're glad to have you with us.
We most certainly are.
Did you bring Terry along?
There she is.
All right.
Someone's crunching. Hello, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, it's Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, welcome. Everybody.
We have a cruncher.
Me
sorting their trade.
Oh, room. It's you. See, I would have muted you and you would have said, hey, I muted me.
Gotta be careful who you mute.
That's right. You don't want to mute the big cheese.
No.
Well, I wouldn't describe myself as that.
Okay.
Just a cheese.
Welcome to Whole Planet. Oh, excuse me. Welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hello. I'm
Terry.
On pilot there.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
We couldn't do it without you.
Hi, welcome to the Monday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Thank you for joining with us. And hello, BBS listeners. We welcome you to the program. In 1 hour from now, the Whole Planet Healing will start. And that phone number is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250513. We had a couple callers join us. Good evening and welcome to the Monday Night Show. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, my name is Nick. I'm in Perth, Australia.
Hi, Nick in Perth, Australia. Welcome.
Hi, Nick.
Thank you for being here from so far away.
Hi, Nick.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you. Hello,
oh, so
everybody.
Close.
How are you all?
Good.
Great, thank you.
We got three others out there and haven't announced this up yet. Four.
Yeah. Hello, would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Debbie Dolphin. Very
Hi,
good,
pretty.
Thank you.
Debbie.
And I think there's a couple out there. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. We welcome you.
I missed 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 last week's call because you guys have changed your time zone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. We did.
I rang in
on the normal time. And I started worrying about, I wonder what's happened. And then
turn on the news.
Nick, we only do that to confuse the rest of the world.
Yeah. Well, I have another, the coaching training that I'm doing. I have a live call in America that I listen to while coaching. and I called in at the end of that. That's what made me realize the time zone did change. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every 6 months, we mess up everybody's clock.
Yeah.
My wristwatch, I have to take to a friend to have him reset it because I can't do it.
My TV provider does it automatically in the box. Also, an atomic clock too.
Yeah, I got one of those. I got to put it up in the window just right for it to catch the signal. Sometimes it takes a couple of days.
Wow.
Crazy thing.
Not very atomic.
Yeah, real atomic. Slow atomic.
Well, the signal is broadcast out of Colorado.
I know that. Well, I put it up my window just right and point it in the right direction.
Home of the New World Order.
It's getting close.
Saw a video that they put up a talking gargoyle in the airport there.
Mm-hmm.
A talking gargoyle?
Yeah. Like a comedian was talking to people.
That's really funny.
Whoever does that must have a blast doing it.
Yeah. What airport is that?
Denver.
Denver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they got some pretty cool stuff there.
Welcome to Mike McDonald.
The paintings are out of this world.
I've seen the murals.
Yeah.
It's your typical art.
Pretty good stuff.
The discussion is now 911.
Just thinking that.
People are discussing 911.
No, that's what time
it is. 911.
911. 911.
Oh,
not for long.
Oh. 611, where I come from.
Hello, welcome to the Monday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, it's Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello. Our fellow Canadians.
Okay. 911 always gives me a bad time because my daughter was killed on that date.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
9/11. Mm-hmm. Terrible shock. Wasn't to her, though. She knew she was leaving. She told us earlier that she didn't have long to live. Couldn't figure out why.
What was wrong with her?
Nothing wrong with her. She just felt like she didn't have long to live, and then she got killed in the car crash. But it had to be time to the second for it to happen the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
And the car skidded off the road and slid sideways and hit a berm and flipped and a big rock came right through the window right in her side of her head. Didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it messed up the car completely, and but the driver only got a little bit of a bruise on his shoulder and in the bottom of his feet where he was pushing on the brake. That was her husband.
We had a caller join us. Hi, welcome to the Monday night program. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne in Columbus. I had to take out my teeth guard. Sorry.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. You sounded great.
Hi, Suzanne.
Thank you. That's what I wear at night. It's like 9 here or whatever. So.
Is that like a slanket?
Yeah. A slanket.
Blanket.
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
Well,
I'm ready.
All righty.
I'm not exactly ready, but I'll do it anyway.
Hold on.
Like Perry, she's never ready.
Okay. Let me know if you want me to hit mute.
Leave mute open, but start the recorder.
All righty.
This conference is being recorded.
I think this is March 18th, correct?
You got it.
Right.
Yeah.
2019. Terry in Sedona. Now, where do you guys think Gwen is today?
Sedona, California.
In California.
Pasadena.
Malibu.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice. Maybe you're near Robin.
Robin?
I think she's in Malibu.
She's in Monterey.
Oh, okay. What do I know? I'm an East Coaster.
Yeah, Malibu is about...
Maybe one day you'll be in Perth, Australia.
Say that again?
I said maybe one day you'll be in Perth, Australia.
Maybe you'll
I
be
hope
in Malibu.
So.
Maybe you'll be in Malibu, Nick.
He could be. He could be.
Well, Nick, just send me a ticket. Send Terry and I tickets, and we'll be there.
All right. I'm sure I'm going to win the lotto this week, mate. I'll definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just stay on this side of the veil, please.
Who, me or Nick?
You.
And Nick.
I am Nick.
Definitely.
So, I thought we'd do an open mic tonight. And maybe bring up a couple topics or throw them out. You know, it's a very interesting path we've all been on, following and tracking these sources, getting information that is so provocative. Do you guys think it's provocative?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, we don't get any filters. Very little on our information, okay? It certainly makes sense. And it puts a lot of pieces of the mystery of the puzzle together. And let's see if I can get you guys talking. You know, I feel that we are all supposed to take a next step, that we've reached a place, it's a plateau, and we keep walking around on the same plateau. And it's a pretty good plateau. But as you get more comfortable at a certain level, the energy slowly starts to deplete, you know? And I'm not supplying. Where does energy come from? We know it comes from co-creation. We know it comes from anchoring the higher sources. And that they've said things that I intuitively grasp. I don't know if everyone else grasped it, about how the way we reflect our energies to each other is what makes life meaningful. In other words,
makes life possible.
Possible. We give each other reasons to be here. In other words, you guys are giving me a reason. I'm giving you a reason. You're giving each other reasons. And you're bouncing energy back and forth. We're all bouncing energy on the inner levels back and forth, which sustains us. It's like people don't do that in the real world, or not many, unless they're maybe in the same family or something. But I do know that I have to go beyond just being a support system for this little group we have. And on one hand, I know I'm supposed to do that. On the other hand, I'm not anxious to do it. Do you guys understand why I'm not anxious?
A lot of pressure on you.
I don't think it's the pressure.
Because it's change?
Nope.
Because you've got things to do.
I don't mind change. Every night I'm calling from a different location. Right? Here we are. At the Malibu Country Mart.
I like it there.
You know, it's different.
You're breaking up a little.
It's a little bit different than it used to be. I'm one block from the water. But you know, all of these places in 3D would have certain glamour attached to them, right? And I'm sitting here in my car, and I'm in front of a leather place, Malibu Kitchen, and Starbucks. Starbucks is around the corner. And you know, I start to see everything as an illusion. That there's no glamour in Malibu for me. And when I was younger, it had a glamour attached to it. A glamour because the stars live here. The well-to-do people live here. But the glamour is not here for me. I'm sure it's here for someone, but it's not here for me. My perceptive has gotten very detached from glamour. You know, there's an aspect to life that when people look up to you, more people look up to you. And when nobody's looking up to you, nobody looks up to you. And that's a 3D thing. Everybody loves you. It's a song I wrote. Everybody loves you when everybody loves you. Because our energy follows the crowd, our people's energies follow the crowd. And when the crowd points towards something, more people join that energy flow and more people start pointing towards it. And it's a psychic phenomena. It's an amazing phenomena to notice it, okay? And when you want something to happen in the world, on some level, you need to create a flow. And then the flow has to build. And then you get a bigger flow, and a bigger flow. You know, part of the resistance, I'm honest with myself, I look at it, part of the resistance is, as you create, once you create, you have to be responsible for your creation. You can't go backwards. And I think there is the fear, and it's a legitimate fear, that people do get killed for doing what I'm doing. I mean, it seems like that's not possible. But I've had it happen in other lives, even when I was prominent, that people have their set belief patterns. And when someone upsets someone else's belief pattern, particularly when they have sacredness attached to it or God attached to it, it's dangerous. And then there's ETs that are trying to take over the planet. And someone who is creating a situation. Who's making all that noise? Is that you, Terry?
No.
I mean, I did have a couple incidents. I mean, I'm not pulling this out of the sky. I had a couple incidents that definitely were phenomenally negative. And if you, Nick, you've had incidents that are phenomenally negative, have you not?
I have.
I have, yeah.
But I turned them around. But go ahead, Nick.
Nick, what were you going to say?
I've had definitely negative influences and attacks. And things like that, and I am trying to turn them around as well, trying to, I suppose, just receiving messages, energies, and guidance, just trying not to put energy into them and not just focus on them so much, just to, trying to not work with them or to give in to them, but to be indifferent, I suppose, to be neutral towards what they do and what they say, and try and have compassion for the position that they're in, I guess. Because it's my.
Now,
what I've been experiencing. Yep,
would you say, just want to ask you, was it ET stuff? Was it interdimensional stuff? Or was it human stuff that was attacking you? Or all the above?
I'm not 100% sure. Like, it's definitely, there were implants, like the Fred and Liz removed implants. So they said that there was that kind of, so that's probably ET kind of stuff. And they're from the spiritual side too, there's people who are probably employed, whether they know that they're employed or not, by the negative to also attack me and hold me back and slow me down. That's my kind of, from the knowledge that I'm learning and from the things that I'm like learning, it's not the people that are attacking me, they're working for others, whether subconsciously or unconsciously. They're doing what they're doing as a way to slow me down and hold me back from achieving my purpose or moving forward. So it's definitely the ET side through the imp- plants and stuff like that. And Fred and Liz, they said that they said it was very, very urgent that they helped him, that they worked with me back then. Because, that they were definitely out to kill me and they definitely wanted me dead. They helped dramatically with that, through that. And it's just the daily practices then of prayer and meditation and trying to raise my vibration through eating the right foods and having the right practices, falling in the light, stuff like that every day. Just being neutral towards whether it be people saying and doing negative things, and the other attacks within me as well. Because I can feel them like crawling around inside me. They're like bugs or like worms or snakes, and I can feel them a lot of the times around inside my head mostly. You can feel like this negative, like a worm that just enters in, and you can feel it crawling around in there, and and it's like they spirits of people or entities, and you can definitely feel they feel dirty and they feel heavy, and it just becomes sometimes it's really difficult to think while they're there and stuff like that. But you just practice putting them away and not getting tied into what they're doing or saying. Be really neutral with them. And something that I learned, it came up a lot, and it came up this morning for me as well, clairaudience or claircognizance, like feeling energies and stuff like that, being able to get used to feeling these energies, especially when dealing with others, so I can pick up on other people's energies and that, to remember that that's how they feel about themselves, not how they feel about me or towards me. And if you learn to use that tool, it's very good in being able to help others and teach others and have compassion for others.
Thank you for sharing that. And Terry, are you making noise?
No.
You're not.
I hear somebody making noise.
Prudence, are you on the board?
I am, but I really wasn't looking that much. I will look now and figure out who's who.
Well, it comes up again. It's quiet now, okay?
Okay. I actually all thought right. It was you, maybe.
No, it was not me.
Okay.
Who else wants to share on this topic?
Well, I can share some. One of the things when I felt things falling around inside me, I went to Dr. Marshall and I got him to put me on a whole big parasite program. And I went to a chiropractor and I got 125 colonics. There was a whole slew of roundworms that came out. And so after I went through that tuning went away. And then there were aspects of my mind that weren't me. And I had disagreements with them, and I dismissed them. And then when they left, they took all their thoughts with them.
Are you talking about roundworms?
The first thing I talked about was roundworms, and where I got 125 colonics and a whole lot of roundworms came out. Because when I was a kid, I worked in a farm barefoot, and they fed manure on the ground. And so I think I picked up some stuff. But I I was on parasite medicine and also, and all that puking went away.
Okay. Who else? Who else has things that they don't want to talk about it publicly? You know, having negative attacks like this, not necessarily think physical things like roundworms, but phenomenal negative attacks, is usually a sign that you're expanding. And that as you expand, and as you become more impactful in the world, getting psychically attacked goes with the territory. And I think for some of you, and you can share this, Nick, coming to the calls brings in an energy that's above the level of the attack and brings in a certain protection, okay? And that you're getting trained to hold that energy. Is that true, Nick?
Yeah, I believe so. Like it's like you get like temporary relief from it. It's getting different. It's getting more less and less now. I think in the beginning, like when you rebel against it or fight against it, it drags you deeper and deeper down into that lower level energy. And I think if I didn't start looking for answers and if I didn't start looking, you know, like I'm certain what would have ended up happening, but it's I think the more that you become aware of what's happening and the more that you practice the energy work and come onto calls like this and get healings and things like that, it clears a lot of that stuff away and it brings your vibration and your clarity back up to a level where you can defend and protect yourself against it, like where it doesn't not only not affect you as much, but it just rolls off. You can be more neutral when it comes on. But having your vibration and your energy above it definitely does. And when the attacks do come, having the knowledge and the awareness and the education behind you, you don't get caught up in it and let it drag you down into a lower level. You can, like having the higher vibration definitely helps you, and by not getting as caught up, like if you're at a very low vibration and lower vibration happens, you're overwhelmed by it and you can get sucked in and dragged into it a lot more. So having that higher vibration or that higher energy, you can see it a lot more clearly for what it is and not be so emotionally attached to it, emotionally involved with it. You can just see it for what it is, and especially having the education about what it is and what's happening, why they're doing it, why it's happening, helps as well. Because I get it in my, like, my shoulders and like my legs and that sometimes as well. I can feel like when they're upset, especially if I've learned something or if they've heard something that they don't like, I can feel them like hit me and attack me. In the past, I used to respond to it in a negative way or in a
You're talking about these negative entities or whatever, right?
Correct, yes. And like,
are they entities?
Them in a negative. That's what I've been led to believe. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so responding to them in a negative way drags you into their energy, which drags you lower and lower.
Yeah.
Now I just now I just like, I suppose I'm just more neutral in how I respond to them now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Prudence, you started to say something. Do you want to say it?
Oh, no, I think I was just agreeing with something that you had said or someone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
You've got to be real careful with them as well, because they try and talk you into believing what they say in that, and it's, as soon as you start to believe in what they're saying and what they're telling you, they can drag you down that pathway as well, you know,
mm-hmm.
part of their trick that they use on.
Do some people think you're crazy?
Plenty of people think I'm crazy. If they could hear me talking about this stuff, they'd probably try and certify me, I'd say.
Right, right, right. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Wynn, this is Debbie.
Mm.
Hi. Why don't you ask on the line and see who has not been attacked? Because I've been attacked. This has happened for years.
I mean, you're not even admitting to it, right?
No, I am admitting to it. That's what I'm telling you right now. I've been real quiet for 2 years. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's a way of life right now. It's just, I think, the change of energies. And things are changing in their world, too.
How do you experience your attacks?
Personally, I get pains in areas of my body that are not joints. Like they'll hold on to my upper arm. They'll pull the light. I believe it's the light. I do not know because I'm in body. I can't see, but I believe they pull energy and light from anywhere in my body that they can. My toes. I was awakened in the middle of the night, like they were trying to take my soul. I hear them, and I have guides, or I think I'm going to say it was Yeshua, because I really don't know, but I would like to think so, that
mm-hmm.
I heard specifically to say, my soul is in possession of Jesus Christ. And so I say that, and I feel a relief when they go away. But
mm-hmm.
that was just a divine message for me to help protect me. But I get,
mm-hmm.
I, at work, I get like stabs in the back, and I tell my guides and angels, please clear. I call my wings, you know, between your shoulder blades. I said,
yeah.
You know, clear my wings. And then I've now since learned that since we are of God and God, and this is my soul growth trying to comprehend my beingness as being the God presence in my
mm-hmm.
and creator. Jesus Christ. A lot of times I just say Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, just to clear the energy and get them out of here, because I get gunked. They'll just put the darkness all over my aura and I can't think, and I know what's going on, you know. So I,
mm-hmm.
when I
mm-hmm.
talk with a friend on the phone, and we'll do a lot of muscle testing and things, and for questions and answers. And I honestly, what is ever down here transfers right up to her through the communication. Just thought, one thought to anybody, and there it goes. So it's really fascinating what is happening and what in this awakening process that I think we're all in, you know, to some extent, and it's just fascinating. But no, mostly it's painful, but I realize that we are all one, you know, even the dark, we are all one. So it's, and
mm-hmm.
I tell them that. I say the law of one out loud to them, you know, and so it's all that helps. Everything, you know, God bless Carla, you know, it all
mm-hmm.
honestly, yeah. So yeah, I'm when I get up, we'd have to have a private conversation on the phone. You wouldn't believe where I sleep. I sleep on a sofa now. I've got them all in the back house, and I've got waywards here that are hiding from the the really bad ones, and it's just like, I feel like somehow.
Are you talking about spirits?
Yes, yes.
Not, you don't have, they're not embodied, right?
Oh, no, there's nothing embodied I'm talking about here. No, there's
right,
no,
right,
the only
right.
body is mine that's getting hurt. Yeah, and honestly, unless one has really an open mind or experienced it, they're going to think, oh, boy, this one's been drinking too much. And I stay away from alcohol as much as possible. If there are times I go, please, I need a drink. Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, it's quite physical. And I wear shungite, and selenite has really helped me. I actually have to wear things in my underwear, because there are nasties that are very, they're sexual. And my problem is, I live next to a halfway house. So we have people, it's men, it doesn't matter whether it's men or women, but it's men next door to me. And as they come in and go out every few weeks, well, all the dark ones that are attracted to the drugs, alcohol and sexual addiction and whatever addiction, they all go there with them. And then they come next door to see who's hanging out over here at my house. And I think that's why it's worse for me. And plus, I work, again, in a restaurant that has alcohol and, you know. So all that connection, unless I cut the cords to the restaurant, and which I forget all the time, it's just all connected. And same with, they're just flying by, just going through. I'll be driving home from my work, and I come home, you know, 11:30 at night. I can hear them in the car going, where are we going? You know? One time I was just, when my aura is dark enough, I go, well, we're going to hell. I go, been there. So I just thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so my auditory is opening up, which is good. But I find the best thing, that my guides, they don't want me to talk at all to them. It just makes it worse. So I'm not supposed to, and then I get in trouble. I'm less protected when I start talking. It's almost like I'm being disciplined a little bit. So I even had to ask permission to even talk about this on the phone, because I haven't. I've been very quiet mm-hmm. about it. But it's, so they said it was okay now, but so I don't know what's changing or whatever, or maybe I'm just real protected. But
mm-hmm.
that's my situation. I live next to a halfway house. They do stab negative energy into my body, and it's in the soft tissue. And a lot of times when I have a headache, they're hitting, I hear my, the Elohim quite often, I believe, are here with me. They hit my aura around my head, and I get a headache. As soon as I clear it, put my hand over it, or use maybe a selenite wand, you know, that white angel, that white wand, it's
mm-hmm.
very soft in color, or it's a light white, and that helps clear your aura, and the pain goes away, the headache goes away, so I know it's my aura. So it's a fascinating learning process. It's really quite interesting.
You know,
hey, Debbie?
Yes,
honey?
Yes.
Did I hear you say that you use shungite?
I wear shungite. I've got shungite all over my house. If you put it on your bed, they will stay away from you. I have to, yes, I have a necklace of shungite. And I actually,
yeah.
I don't even use it for water. And you can use it for water for purification. I use it to, they won't lay down. I can't even lay in my bed anymore, because I would wake up and they lay down next to me. And they sit there on my pillow, depending what sort of entity it is. So I'm now on the sofa, and I live in a two-bedroom apartment, and I'm laying on a little tiny sofa, and I've got, I know this is going to sound odd, but Terry, you can check this out. I've got waywards, protecting waywards in my bedroom, and I'm not sure about the back room. Sometimes they store the really bad ones. They bind them in the back room, as I'm told. And so it's really been quite fascinating, and I know that.
Debbie, did you ever do a session with Fred?
I talked to Fred on the phone, and he talked to his guides, and I learned through Tammy that, and I don't want to toot my horn or anything, but he said some very, very kind, amazing things about whatever soul is in this body is doing work on the planet. I do a lot of clearing work and to help. And just by going on Sundays with you and Terry, there's sometimes you will say one thing about clearing and all of a sudden it shoots me off to I'm finding all sorts, well, I don't want to say it on the phone, but I'm helping clear the planet and working with ETs, and I live a wonderful life in the non-physical. It's amazing.
You know,
I'm having a great time, but it's fascinating.
I thank you so much for sharing that. Okay.
Okay. Well, there you go.
You know, man, there's a level where I'm clueless. You realize that?
Well, I think we all are, and until we honestly, when I wanted to tell you for so long, but it took me years to get to the point where I am now to even voice it, because I'm getting more used to it, because it's a part of me now instead of what the hell, or excuse me, there goes my aura again. What the heck was that? And I can always tell if I say a bad word, my aura is gunk. So, okay, because my nature is not that, our nature is not that way. So if there's a bad thought, a bad word or something, it's probably your aura is dark, and just clear it. I told Tammy the other day, she says, this is just me personally, how do you clear your aura? And I thought, well, you know, we are God, and I just say aura clear or house clear, apartment clear, and it is gone. You know, I mean, it's gone for like only a few seconds, but quite often I do it a lot. I have yet to.
I got a feeling. You know. I appreciate you sharing it, because it's kind of like there are some really far out people in our group. In fact,
well,
you're probably all far out who are listening.
We all are in different ways, and we're all growing and learning. And it's we're waking up. This is what it is. We are waking up to our being.
Yeah.
Think, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this and this time.
It's really, you know what? I wasn't going to do a channeling tonight. Right? Hang on a second. What time is it now? We only have 4 minutes, but why don't I bring them in and have them make a comment to about this topic?
Okay.
And who knows what will happen? Okay. Is that okay? Well, let me ask Terry. Is that okay?
No, there isn't enough time for this topic.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll bring it up again Monday, and you and Nick and, you know, Edna is amazing.
Oh, she is. I heard her on Saturday. That was wonderful.
Yeah. It blows me away.
Yeah.
The work Edna does. And, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just another bozo.
Oh, you're
not.
I would not be this way if it wasn't for you and Terry. I would not have advanced this far. And any of us would. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Me too. When you guys, you and Terry and Elohim and all of you helped me as well. And even listening to your stories and stuff like that, it helped teach me and give me awareness and comfort as well, knowing that, you know, I've never been scared or afraid of what's happening. I've been like, what is going on? And I've been trying to work out what's going on, because I can feel it real in my body. But listening to the other stories and the other people helps me to understand and decipher, oh, that little bit of that story rings true to me, and that bit of that rings true to me. And the more that I hear it, the more that I get to feel it and experience, like the more education that I get about what's going on to help me realize and actualize my purpose or what is happening to me for, as well as, you know, so that I can do what I'm supposed to do, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I never like to say do what you're supposed to do. You can say it if you want, but the reason I don't like that phraseology is because it makes it sound like you don't have free will, okay? And it makes it sound like there's something outside of you that is determining what you're supposed to do, okay? And what I find myself is I keep reinventing myself based on where I'm at in the moment, and I see other possibilities. And they lead to other possibilities. And so you follow the trail of possibilities. And, you know, I am on a path where I cannot read what someone else has done and apply it to myself. I can't apply anything, very little, to myself. And it means I have to determine things by trial and error. And if I do this, if I do that, I mean, it's like, you know, here I am in L.A., and I'm trial and erroring being in L.A. Like, where am I going to sleep? Do I want to sleep in my friend's house? Do I want to sleep in a motel? Do I want to sleep in a car? How do I keep my energy open to attract synchronicities to me? You know, and then, you know, I'm experimenting, and it's very interesting, very interesting. Like last night, like this, I always find that the most amazing things happen around me for things that are like a throwaway, okay? And it's kind of like when I'm focused right on what I think I want, I can't find it. But then I do a throwaway, and it happens. Do you know what I mean by that?
Tell us what a throwaway is.
Well, like, for example, a couple of months ago, you know, we have stores, and some stores say they don't want to put a big display in, and so they're not taking our product. So what I did was I had made this little card that folds like the size of a business card that you would put in front of a pendant box that has little testimonials on it and an aura picture. And that people would just put the box down and put that card in front. But I never gave it to anybody, okay? And then there is this restaurant in Los Angeles called Inn of the Seventh Ray. And it is probably the best vibration restaurant in the city. It's in Topanga Canyon. It's kind of overlooks a stream. And whoever set it up, I think a psychiatrist set it up. And they have a little metaphysical shop next to it, adjoining to it. So people come to the restaurant, but then they pass through the metaphysical shop. And the guy at the metaphysical shop said, well, we really don't have room for anything else. I only have this small little place. And I said, okay. I went up there, and I showed it to him, and he looked at my website, and I put one of those cards, which I have never used, but I put it on top of the pendant box. And then I couldn't finish the deal. He was going to buy some, but I couldn't finish the deal because Whole Planet Healing was coming on. So I said, I'll be back in an hour. I came back in an hour, and somebody had bought a pendant from that little card. And I was so amazed. Now, that could have been a fluke. It could have been a fluke. It could have been lucky. Or it could be I hit on something. You know, I won't know until I call him back again until I try that in another store, right? So that's what I mean. It was like a throwaway to the side, and it may be better than anything else we're doing, okay? Who knows? But that's what I mean by a throwaway, okay? And then I started talking to, it was very interesting because I don't know if you guys know this, but David Wilcock used to live in Malibu. Did you know that? Not Malibu, Topanga. He used to live in Topanga. And he used to go to this place and have dinner. And he used to go to the bookstore there. And the guy knew who David Wilcock is. So, you know, it's just interesting. That's all I can say. I can't explain anymore. You know, I don't want to jump the gun and make any assumptions. Because, heck, maybe that was like an unusual thing. And it'll never happen again. Maybe it won't sell off of those little cards. But I'm going to test it. And this is what I mean by trial and error. How do you make something happen? Today, I'm in Malibu because there's another store. And the guy said, I don't have room for them here. And it was the son of Dick Sutphin, who was a writer and used to do readings and was kind of famous. And we got to get off the air. I mean, we're at 6:59. So saying goodbye to BBS and goodbye to you all. I'll tell you that story next time. And thank you all for being here. And
thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil.
Thank you.
And maybe next week we'll pick this up and we'll bring our sources in and ask them a couple of questions. Okay? On this topic.
Sounds like a plan.
All right? Okay.
Light from Love Valley.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yes, Wynn.
That was not me, Debbie.
Oh, sorry.
That was
Thank
Roger.
You, Debbie.
You're welcome.